This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's jump now to the old Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We got him. Proud Papa times four. Grant Paulson joins us. GP, what's up, dude?
The creator of
what
the president.
What is going on, fellas? How are we?
How's Mount Rushmore doing?
Mount Rushmore is alive and well. We are now responsible for four children. We just got back to the house here just a bit ago. The introductions went well. Link presented the three children at home $5 bills with Lincoln on them, so he's trying to buy their friendship, so everything is going swimmingly.
That's a good strategy. Whoever's in charge of that deserves a promotion. Let's ask like about the real important stuff here, obviously. How uncomfortable was the couch in the hospital?
I mean, horrendous. It was so bad. So two nights, because of the timing of when we went in and when the baby was actually born, the first of the two nights was in, like, the room where you actually go through the labor and have the baby.
Yep.
And you're not typically supposed to stay there overnight. And so you would have thought, well, that couch was worse, and it probably was. But there was no sleeping anyway. Like, by the time everything kind of calmed down, it was, like, 2 a.m. Then by the time it was actually ready to have a baby, it was, like, 6 a.m. So there was not really sleeping. I think I probably got, like, 46 minutes that night. The next night, I felt pretty good about everything. It was like a bed could be made out of this couch if you hit a couple of buttons and weird contraptions. So much worse. So terrible. The way I describe it, Danny, is like each time I had to like just try to bear enough pain of like back and side and legs and everything until it got so terrible that I had to flip. And it was just like, I was like a hot dog being cooked where I had to be like, you know, every 10 minutes yes. You have to like readjust it. It was like, okay, I got like five more minutes in me of like grinning and bearing this before I have to flip over on my other side. It was the pit. So we're home. My bed has never looked better than it does right now. And tonight's going to be a good night.
You excited to have another fella in the house, GP?
Yeah, we had to even things out a little bit. So two boys, two girls now, which I feel good about the ratio there. We went girl, boy, girl, boy. So, yeah, they all met. Everybody's happy so far, I think, in a good place. And, yeah, I think that we have reached the end of the road. So if Danny wants to catch me, he can now catch me.
Oh, so that's news we're breaking here on the program, huh?
It depends who your source is. But we've reached the end of the road.
I have heard that talks are far apart on
this.
Let's just say the McLaurin negotiation is ongoing.
Yeah,
indeed. Offers have been made, but nobody's really talking right now. GP, one more baby one before we actually get to the serious stuff. You did an excellent bit, right? We talked about doing it on the show before you left on whatever day was that, Wednesday, I guess, when you took off after a couple minutes. It was perfect.
Right.
It's the, hey, mama, we ready to go as you soap up your hands etc. It's a 10 out of 10 bit. You sent me a video. Yeah. I heard a mild chuckle in the background from the videographer, aka your in labor wife. Did you keep going with the bit? How did it go?
Yeah.
Just walk me through it.
Yeah, so we ended up doing that like four times over the, I would say the first 24 or so hours we were there. It was funny because you also saw me climb in the pocket with the big peanut. Like, yeah. What would you call that? Like, it's not a pillow.
Yeah, it's kind of a pillow. It's like a support pillow.
Yeah, right? It's like a peanut ball that you, mm-hmm. you like. The idea is you prop it between your legs during the laborious process, and it like basically helps you when you're laying on your side or whatever. So I was using that as a football, giant size football. And so I was like, I sent that to a couple of people, and my sister texted me back and she's like, please tell me Allison is not recording these videos while she's in labor. And I was like, yeah, of course she is. And she's like, you're making her do that. I was like, no, she wanted to do that. But yeah, the bits went really well. Comic relief. I think I felt good about them. I think the football one actually played better than anticipated. I don't know I had a clean pocket. I climbed pretty much the length of the room. I'll have to post that one on Instagram.
Like, I think you were past the line of scrimmage, if I'm being real. You know what I mean? Like, you climbed hard in that pocket.
I did, absolutely. Footwork was good. But, yes, I think I may have been past the line of scrimmage when I released the ball. But, yeah, I think in the end, I never showed it to – everyone was like, you got to show this to the nurses. And I just didn't want to do that in the event that maybe there was some offense taken, even though I befriended them. And I think by the end of the time, we had a good rapport. But it's one of those things, like, I don't know if Linnell or Ryan or the guys, like the younger guys, would get it if they haven't been in the hospital. But if you've ever had a kid, it's one of the greatest impressions ever.
Yeah, so to explain it to the folks that aren't initiated, these unbelievable, high-energy, emotionally, like, giving people that are the labor and delivery nurses, it is, like, such a grind. It's so unbelievably hard. Because it's a huge deal for me.
Yeah.
And they've got 25 rooms of that. And they're just going, they're just popping back and forth, bringing human life into the world.
Yeah.
They're shucking and jiving. They're so prepared. They're on top of it. They are SEAL Team 6 on this in this regard. But part of it is this person, and then, of course, the husband, who's very uncomfortable on an uncomfortable couch, is going through this agonizing, unbelievably challenging, you know, ridiculous process. And so they come in with this, like, sing-songy, musical, sprite-type energy where they put the little hand sanitizer on their spray, on their hands, and as they're wiping it in, it's like, hey, mama, how's baby? Is everyone ready to go? Are we ready to get this baby out of here? You need anything? Any ice chips? And Grant mastered that impression and is doing that bit every time he leaves the room and comes back in.
That's incredible.
I guess when you've been there enough, we have our own wing over at Inova Alexandria.
Seriously.
You're able to study and analyze the tape. You know, we've had a lot of practice. I will say, though, Danny.
You got Kirk's notebook on everybody, right? That kind of style for
yeah,
quarterback.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. But Inova Alexandria, the best, if anybody is in the area having children. As you said, they're doing this all day long with one kid after another. And so, to me, it's the biggest, most important moment of my life. For them, it's like the fourth time today that they're doing this, and they make it very special and cool, and I got nothing but love for all of them. It was awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so Grant Paulson with us here on G&D. Linnell sitting in for Grant. You have to bet the entire Paulson fortune. So the kids would have to give back those $5 bills that Link gave them. Okay, if you're wrong. Who are the Nats taking 1-1?
I think it's got to be a high school bat after Rizzo's departure. And I don't necessarily think him leaving is going to be a game changer. I don't know where you're at on that, Danny Linnell, but so much of the work is done, right? So this is a 12-month process. Danny Haas, Brad Cilic, those guys are still running the operation. Mike DiBartolo would have been heavily involved from an analytical and assistant GMing standpoint anyway. He's now running point. I just think with Rizzo at the controls, they did have an MO, which was to move prospects quickly, to prioritize college pitching. That has gone away a little bit, especially with this change recently. But over the last, I think it was four drafts, 70% of their players in the top 10 rounds have been bats, matter of fact, and they have gone more high school heavy. So I think there's been a movement toward that organizationally anyway. But if they really want to be a model organization, as we call it, like the analytics play here, and they want to be a little more R&D in how they do things, that screams high school bat. So it's interesting to me because I've thought all along Kate Anderson, the lefty from LSU, would be the pick at 1-1 who threw the complete game shutout with 10 Ks in the College World Series. He moves fast. He'll be in the big leagues by the end of next year. He will be in the rotation probably early in the 2027 season. And he could help time up maybe if Mackenzie Gore is still around, if C.J. Abrams still around with this window. But without Rizzo there, I do think maybe you just swing big here. You swing for the fences. So that's Ethan Holliday very likely, Jackson's little brother, Matt's son, who's the big power bat in this class, who's the best high school slugger in America. Or another high school player that I really, really like that's a little off the beaten path is a kid named Eli Willits, who's working his way into the top of the draft board. But I just think he's a more complete player. He's going to stay at shortstop. Nobody talks about him, but he's also from Oklahoma like Ethan. His dad also played in the big leagues. He's not a seven-time All-Star like Matt, but really Reggie Willits is with the Angels. Same way as Ethan's got family that coaches at Oklahoma State. You know, Eli Willits' dad is an assistant coach at Oklahoma in college. He's the same bloodlines kind of deal with a former major leaguer and a coach in the family, a brother who plays college ball. And he's going to actually stay at short, whereas I think Ethan Holliday ends up at best at third as a power hitter and probably in a corner outfield. So I just like the value there of a speed guy who's got hit tools, who's going to hit for average, who's going to be bat to ball, whereas Holliday has more swing and miss. And I'd probably go Willits, you know, if I had to decide it. But who are they going to take? I guess the safest thing to assume is just to go chalk and say Ethan Holliday. But what would be stunning is if all these guys get together now without Rizzo as analytics types, so to speak, and they take the college pitcher, Kate Anderson, when normally you would prefer to go bat over arm.
You mentioned the timeline of this thing, GP, and I think that's super interesting in terms of their decision-making moving forward here, specifically talking about the deadline here. When you look at the timeline of this group and when they're expected to be competitive, doesn't necessarily match up to when, you know, C.J. Abrams and Mackenzie Gore, they're slated to be free agents in about 2 years. You're probably not going to be good then. Because of that timeline, do you consider picking up the phone if you get calls on those guys coming up at the end of the month?
So I think there's two answers to that. They're a little bit different. I mean, the first thing is I don't agree, Linnell, with the premise that they're not going to be ready to win in the next 2 years. Now, if you mean win a World Series, then you're probably right. Okay. I mean, but they may not be ready to win a World Series for a long, long time if they don't start investing some money, because none of the smaller or medium market teams, even the ones that do a good job and compete, actually make World Series runs here in the recent history. That having been said, I actually think they're one good offseason away. I think they are pretty close with the core that they've got if they spent a little money. You know, if they were able to go out and sign a starting pitcher like a Dylan Cease or a Michael King or bring in a power bat, I don't think you go big with a Kyle Tucker who's going to take a few hundred million dollars, but you know, someone who could hit home runs and drive in runs, if they were able to upgrade at first base, then I think pretty quickly they're an over 500 team. And if you get, you know, to 83, 84 wins on paper going into the season, you know, now you're in a wild card mix, and now you're a decent trade or two in season away from actually making the postseason. So I actually think, as odd as it sounds right now, they're way closer than people think to just being an over 500 team, which is kind of the first of a few goals. Mm-hmm. That having been said, I think the reality is that Mackenzie Gore is very likely to be on the trade market, whether that's at the deadline this year, which would surprise me a little bit, or this offseason. And I think I probably would. I wouldn't want to. I think it'll do pretty severe damage to the fan base initially in the short term to trade another one of your stars, especially after it came off an all-star year. But I think if you could trade him for two top 50 players, see, you know, the deal Garrett Crochet just netted the White Sox with the Boston Red Sox, and you're not going to get quite as much as Crochet did, but they did really, really well in that return. I think you'd probably have to do it, and I'd be perfectly fine with them doing so this offseason if they could get a couple of bats for Gore, just because I don't think he's coming back. He's a Boris guy. I've long been told there's a little bit of Anthony Rendon to him, meaning as good a dude as he is and as happy as he is right now, I mean, he doesn't plan on being here for the duration of his career. Whereas a guy like C.J. Abrams, I would try to extend every single day between now and free agency. He's not a Boris guy. So I think both things can be true. I'd probably trade Gore this offseason. And also, I think with a good offseason, you could still be in the conversation to go over 500 next year. I think you could thread that needle and do both.
Does it influence your thought process on Sunday then, if whether or not you're trading Gore or not?
It's a good question. I mean, I don't think you draft that way, right? Especially at number one. Maybe in other rounds or some other, you know, choices that you might make down the line, third, fourth round, when you got a guy that maybe you want to roll the dice on who's a college pitcher who can move fast or help you in the bullpen in a couple of years or something. But at number one overall, it's just so rare to get that pick and to pick that high. I think you got to try to hit a home run. You know, you got to draft on ceiling. You got to trust your staff that you're going to develop the player. And if they like Cade Anderson to be Mackenzie Gore, you know, to be a number two type starter, then you should probably take him. Now, I've talked to a couple scouts this week who say he's probably more of a three, realistically, like the floor of a four. Well, if he became a third or a fourth starter and Ethan Holliday is a 30 home run bat at third base, then you should have drafted Ethan Holliday. The kid I really like, Eli Willis, I think what he turns into is bat-to-ball average hitting speedster who might hit 15 or so home runs at the big leagues, which doesn't sound great. But when you're playing plus defense on the infield at shortstop, and you're hitting 15, 18 home runs, and you're stealing 25 to 30 bags, all of a sudden that's a super valuable fringe all-star type player. So I think you've got to use this opportunity to draft the best player regardless of what the window looks like in the next couple of years. But here's the interesting question, guys. I mean, if you're Mike DiBartolo, you get one crack at this thing.
Right.
Do you want to play it a little safer so it looks better? You know, like, you know, if you draft Cade Anderson, he's getting to the big leagues faster than the high school bats. And he's probably going to be, at worst, a solid major league pitcher. If you draft a high school bat, how often have we seen that around here? That guy might be Carter Kieboom or Elijah Green. So do you want to, you know, do you want your first pick, so to speak, on your ledger to be a little safer? I don't think he's that kind of guy, but it's something you got to consider.
Jeeps, last one for you here before we let you get back to whatever it is you're up to. I can't even remember. But the last one I got is, after this draft, how will we know, and here's where I'm going with it, twofold. One, that DiBartolo was kind of allowed to do what he wants, like the learners are not interfering, right? Or just think over the next couple of weeks, like how will we know that he's been allowed to put his imprint, or it's been, dude, you're just here in name only, interim, you don't have any real authority, you don't have the, we're not letting you trade away a prize piece because fans already aren't coming. And how will we know that his imprint was visible on this draft, maybe not in round one, as you said, with 1-1, but second round there, pick 49, and kind of as you go, once the draft is done, will we be able to tell, you know what, you could see his influence here, blank?
So that's a good point and question. I mean, I would say it's going to be hard to come away with that after the draft, because they have done a lot of the things the last couple of years with this newer group that a analytics heavy organization would do. And because there's not, like, you know, you can't spend over your slot. It's not like they can all of a sudden break a record for how much they've spent or something. You're given an allowance to spend and you can spread it out over rounds. I would have said, well, if they, you know, spend more than they normally do in the draft, then that's indicative that the ownership cares and is investing again. But that's not really a reality here. I think the trade deadline is actually the answer to your question, later this month. Like, if he were to trade Mackenzie Gore, as an example, I think that is a sign that ownership is giving him some leeway here as an interim GM. Like, you're not letting an interim GM trade your ace that just went to the All-Star game, right? That tells you he has a really good chance to be the GM and that they really are empowering him to make the moves that he thinks are best for the organization. But I think draft-wise, you'll know that it looks different than if Rizzo is running it if it's super high school bat heavy throughout. Because that's not something, like, even if they did that early, their whole strategy last year was Siever King at 10 so that they could get Luke Dickerson to a record amount they've ever spent in the second round of high school bat out of Jersey with Trout Thompson, who's in Fredericksburg right now. Like, that was a strategy early, but they still got back to home base with a lot of the collegiate, safer, quicker moving type players. If that doesn't happen, I'd say it'll look different for sure.
Jeeps, happy for you, dude. Congrats to you and your beautiful wife. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Thanks for joining us, man.
I appreciate you, fellas. Be good. And we'll catch up next week. I'm still going, believe it or not, oddly, to the All-Star game this coming week, and I'll be at the draft Sunday for MLB Network
the
Radio.
The show does not stop.
Amazing. All right, good luck with that. Uncle or Dad is out of here. I'm going to go check out some prospects. The best. See you, buddy.
I mean, damn.
All right, take care.
He's a machine.
He doesn't stop.
Nothing stops him, quite literally.
He literally doesn't stop.
But I knew that. I don't know why I'm acting surprised.
I know, but when you see a new example,
yeah, it's
Brady's like, all right, she gave birth an hour ago. I should probably jump on the plane because the MLB Pipeline All-Star ball signing is in Atlanta in 2 days.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.